Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Beamer Distributors Blog Talk Show. This is your show. It's designed for all Beamer distributors across the country to provide you with the latest information, training, and current events. It's a live, interactive show where we value your participation. Just hit one on your phone and we'll open your line so you can ask questions and share information and testimonials. You'll hear from individuals who are experiencing amazing results in their business and with the use of their Beamer. But remember, this information of Beamer technology is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. These testimonials have not been evaluated or reviewed by the FDA. This call is for education only, and no medical or income claims are intended. This call is not put on by Beamer USA. It's just us, a group of independent Beamer distributors all helping one another. So grab a pen and paper, listen carefully, and get ready to learn and share. Stay tuned. The show is about to begin.
Good morning, Beamer family. This is David Olson calling from the Idaho Rocky Mountains with my co-host, Lisa Diamond, on Whatever Wednesday. I want to give a shout out to our fellow Blog Talk host and Academy Director, Belinda Foster, is having a birthday today. I think she's wrapping up a decade. And happy birthday, Belinda. We have an announcement. So the distributor fee to become a Beamer distributor is $390. And there is a promotion from now until the end of May 31st, where it's being promoted out at $144. And I mean, this is an incredible bargain to become a distributor with Beamer. And it does include the two-day academy. And of course, that is a required academy that you have to attend within 6 months. We have an online version of it that's getting launched in Canada this weekend. We'll have the U.S. version available in the next few weeks. So until we start doing face-to-face live academies, we're going to be able to get people's requirement fulfilled through the online version of that. That $144 also does pay for the two websites, of course. You know, you get your Beamer back office and your online store, and those two websites combined are $12 a month. But, of course, the $390 that we typically pay to become a distributor pays for that those two websites for the first year and pays for that academy. These academies are $200 to attend after your first time. So it's a great bargain. Understand, too, that I believe if you sell 10 or more ghost sets in a fiscal year from your start date, they will waive that $144 fee. So it's just a great opportunity to use right now to promote to people. And, you know, our topic today is circling back with customers from the past, you know, customers that we've done sessions on that never ended up buying for one reason or another. And then, of course, the other prospects that we've introduced Beamer to that did not buy. Right now, home-based businesses are more relevant than ever. Having another stream of income, I think, has become more relevant to so many people because of just the economic situation in the United States, particularly if you're a W-2 employee and you're on furlough right now. And then, of course, you know, a medical device out there that greatly increases blood flow and, of course, increases the immune system. You know, we're getting close with the FDA to get the ghost set released. Of course, we've been saying that for weeks, and they don't move quickly. But I think in anticipation of being able to ship this soon, that's one reason that we're offering this $144 promotion to become an independent business distributor and kickstart this business after such a lengthy hiatus. So, you know, I'd like to hear from Lisa because, you know, Lisa just reopened her wellness center. And so, you know, she's got some really good tips for people on how to re-engage people from the past and, you know, what to do in terms of, you know, sterilizing your equipment and just moving forward and trying to get back to some version of normalcy. Lisa, could you share with us?
Yes. Hi, David, and happy Wednesday, everyone. Super excited. Florida is reopening in phases in most of the state, and there's still some South Florida counties that were hit a little bit harder. So those are coming back a little slower. But I have reopened my wellness studio, which we do personal training in, but we also do Beamer sessions in. So a couple of things. So people coming back into my studio that were accustomed to being on the Beebody, I have been just letting them know that, you know, during this whole COVID quarantine lockdown, stay at home stuff, that Beamer also got reclassified as a class 2 medical device, which was, you know, is great news for us. Just lends to the credibility of the device and what it does. And I'm kind of reintroducing and reteaching these people who were accustomed to being on the Beebody, that it can now just be done with the Beepad. So that's the first thing, is if you do have past customers, you know, it's okay to share that we, you know, we went up in a class of medical device, and you know, this is what was classified, and this is how you use it, and kind of, you know, reteaching them that, in, you know, where is the Beebody, and, you know, telling them it's been applied for class 2, and we're pretty certain that that'll, you know, come back into play in the coming months. But until then, we're still, you know, Beamer still does exactly what it's always done. And so, you know, in my studio, we always had sanitizing procedures in place anyway, because sometimes people are working out and then they get on the Beamer, so it would get wiped down all the time. You know, you can just get sanitizing wipes. I use specific wipes that are specific for fitness studios and gyms, to wipe down all of our equipment. And, I use that on the Beamer as well. So, you know, there are definitely products out there. You know, you want to make sure that you're sanitizing. I will say this too. I also added an air purifier in the studio, both in the Beamer section and in the fitness section, pulling allergens and bacteria and germs out of the air. It filters it through a UV light and then through a HEPA filter. And then we're ozoning at night to clean the air as well. So, you know, just, you know, look for ways that you're sanitizing the device and also the air wherever you're doing sessions. But now that there are several states that are opening back up and, you know, allowing people to operate in, like this week, hair salons and nail salons open back up. If you think about the close contact that these people have with their customer, not unlike what we do with a Beamer session. So if you're taking precautions for your safety and for your customer's safety, and they're comfortable, you know, like I said, I'm re-engaging and doing Beamer sessions. I'm calling past clients, having them come in, and you know, just practicing distancing as much as possible, but just a safe environment for people to be in. And and you can, you know, set up sessions however you were doing them before. Even if you are going to someone's home or someone's coming to your home or you have a place where you do sessions, as long as your state is open and you feel comfortable and your clients feel comfortable, I think it's a great time to start really re-engaging, because I think we all feel pretty close to being able to start selling these again. And, you know, like David said, it's a great time to bring on new business partners and distributors, especially with the fee being $144. I mean, where else can you start a business for $144? Even if they purchase a Beamer when it comes online, they're getting in for, you know, a little over 4,000. So, David, back to you.
Thanks, Lisa. That's great. One of our fellow managers, Gay Edwards, summarized a lot of great tactics to go out there and talk to people, and I'll just share some of these with you. She talks about going back to the people that have already bought a Beamer Pro or a Classic from us, because they may know friends and family members who will want to take advantage of the new Go set at this significant price reduction. Of course, these existing owners may also want to have an additional unit now that's more convenient for traveling because it does have the backpack and the rechargeable battery. And these owners also appreciate receiving referral fees from us. You know, I'll always give a referral fee to a customer who sends me somebody that ends up buying a Beamer. We can go back through our list, our contact list, and for those customers who did not buy a Beamer for whatever reason, but they enjoyed the experience, this purchase price may be such that they can afford it now. We always have these great financing options out there with Bread and SunTrust and the 0% credit cards for 20 months that are available. That helps a lot too. And you know, we have the millennial and Gen Xers too, and they're people that are prime and ready for the Beamer. They're so much more into holistic medicine than the older generation. That's a great group of people to talk to. And then, of course, all those careers of people on the go, you know, when we do start getting back to some kind of normalcy, I mean, the traveling salespeople, the truck drivers, and, you know, the pilots in the airline industry, which will, of course, be severely affected by our new paradigm. But we have a lot of professionals out there that travel for a living, and the Beamer is just so important for that. And then, of course, the athletes. The Go set is just so perfect for the athletes. So, I mean, these are the target audiences we should be thinking about. And we do have a new Lunch and Learn that's available if you email me at david.olson, O-L-S-O-N, at beamermail.com. I can make that video available. I just got it from Chris Veronis yesterday. So George has done a new recorded version of the Lunch and Learn that incorporates this $4,000 price point into the model. And, of course, the Lunch and Learn video, it's about 30 minutes, and it's definitely a product presentation, but it does emphasize the business and goes through the compensation plan. And so I've already sent it out to a handful of people this week that were interested in the business in the past, and definitely promoting the $144 IBD fee. So let me see here. Remember, today is Whatever Wednesday, and we don't have to talk about the topic that Lisa and I have gone over this morning. We can talk about anything. We encourage you to hit 1 on your phone and rise in the queue and ask us any questions. What other advice can we offer, Lisa?
Yeah, I would also go back to, and we've talked about this before, but go back to past customers who did purchase, who may have friends. I had a phone call this morning, and a guy was telling me about his sister, and she's like, you need to, you know, like during this whole time, you need to get one of those oxygen readers on the tip of your finger, and you need to improve your oxygen, and going on and on about improving the oxygen. And he's like, I'm okay. I'm on Beamer. Like I'm good. And you should be on one too. And so, you know, I would just go back to past customers who may be having conversations with their friends and loved ones about what they can do to improve their health, especially during this time. So, David, it looks like we have
some questions. I'm glad you brought that up, too. Yes, we do. About the oxygen level, you know, that's become a topic lately. because of COVID and the pulse oximeter that you can put on the end of a fingertip and get your oxygen reading. It's a pretty interesting thing to do while you're doing a Beamer session, to check and have a before and after if you want to do that personally. It's kind of fun to do. So we do have our first caller, area code 231-730-231-730. You're live on Blog Talk. 231-720. Maybe you accidentally hit one, or you are still on mute. 231-730. Going once. Going twice. All right. 616-813. You're live on Blog Talk.
Hi, it's Sue calling from Michigan. I had two questions. The new IBD sign up, the 144. On the flyer that I saw, it said that includes an online academy, and you had said it includes an academy. Is it just the online academy? And if so, when the academies open up again, would a new trainee need to pay the $200?
No, it includes both. Whatever the academy is, I mean, the online academy will be the first opportunity for people, Sue, to be able to fulfill that. So it definitely includes that. But, you know, if they wait several months, of course, we're supposed to get this done within their first 6 months. But let's say they have not done the online academy in 90 days from now, and we start doing face-to-face academies again, it'll apply to that as well. And then, of course, wanted to go to an additional academy, it would be $200.
Right. Okay. Well, it wasn't clear on the flyer that I saw. It only identified an online academy. So that was my question. And then
I believe it's for any academy.
Okay, perfect. And then if a trainee signs up, are they able to sign people up as distributors with these new procedures, or is it like normal where they have to become a junior first?
That's a great question, Sue, and it's being tossed around. Maybe Lisa can add to this. I know the question has come up. As of now, my understanding is no, they cannot recruit as a trainee until they're an IBDJ. However, I do know that question has come up in a manager's meeting, and we don't have an answer to it yet.
Okay, thanks for your help.
Sue, going back to your question about the academy,
uh-huh.
You know, I may have misspoken, unless Lisa can add to it. My understanding, it is for any academy, but now that you're making me think more deeply about this, I need to get an answer back to you on whether that is only for online academies, you know, the $144 fee. So I've got your number here, and I'm going to try to get an answer to you today. I will call you back, and then I'll clarify it next week as well on the next Wednesday call. Lisa, do you have any information on that?
Yeah, this is my understanding, but we will get clarification. My understanding is it's 144, and that 144 is for a limited time. It is, you know, it's being offered as a promotion for us as distributors to build a team, but to, you know, bring on new distributors that may be in, you know, a financial situation where 390 is a little more than they can handle at the moment, but 144. And at the moment, right now, we're on online academy. We have no start date for regular academies. So I think those go hand in hand. The 144 was to accommodate this period of time that we're in, and as are the online academies. So, but we will get more clarification for you on that.
Yeah, we'll get an answer for next Wednesday. Thanks for calling in, Sue. Area code 407-421-407-421. You're live on Blog Talk.
Hi there. This is Denise from Orlando, and I was just going to
ask
if Hi there. I was just going to ask if you could please tell us again that email address for the Lunch and Learn video.
Oh, yes. Yeah. So it's just my Beamer mail email address, david.olson, O-L-S-O-N, not E-N, david.olson@beamermail.com.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Have a great day. Area code 626-390, area code 626-390. You're live on Blog Talk.
Hi, this is Melanie. Can you hear me?
Hi, Melanie. Good morning.
Hey. Hi, David. Hi, Lisa. Quick question. So the Academy online is already full. Our ticket just came this morning, even though we did it on the 11th. Do we know when the next online Academy will be?
So my understanding was the U.S. Academies weren't scheduled yet, and the one that was available was Canada. I may be incorrect. I know we're
well,
– go ahead.
It says Canada, but it says Carlsbad as well. Like, it definitely is our Canadian, like Randy and I can't remember the other person, but it says it's in Carlsbad. And on the Monday night call, it was my understanding that any distributor could jump on that. But that said, I might be misunderstood. I'm not sure. But when we went to try to sign in, it says there are no tickets available. So my new distributor's question was, when is the next one? Do we know when the next one will be?
We do not yet. We're supposed to have it a schedule within the next few days. My understanding is by the end of the month, we should have our first U.S. Academy. That Academy, though, you know, Carlsbad is headquarters. That may be one reason that it's coming up that way. But I do know that this is a Canadian Academy. And it will be way more relevant to, of course, the Canadians than it would be to somebody that's a resident in the United States, because everything's going to be in Canadian dollars and all the pricing. So I would not recommend getting any kind of U.S. distributor on that, even if it was still available.
Gotcha. Second question. She also tried to sign up for the convention, and it would let her sign up for the pre-convention, but not the convention. There are still convention tickets available, right?
Absolutely. I'm surprised that
I tried to do it with her as well, and we couldn't.
She should reach out to her regional director and find out what's going on with that.
Okay. All right. Thanks so much, Lisa and David. Have a great day.
You bet, Melanie. You too.
Thanks.
Area code 207-415, 207-415. You're live on Blog Talk.
Hi, Lisa. David, this is Jeff from Mount Joy in Pennsylvania.
Hi, Jeff.
How's it going today?
Great, thank you.
Great, awesome show. Appreciate it. Appreciate all you do. Did you mention, I think you already answered my question, that you will be announcing next week if the 144 is for online academies only or not?
Yes. Yeah, we'll have that answer. We'll have that answer within a few days for sure. And you can also email me at david.olson@beamermail.com. I may have an answer way sooner than next Wednesday.
All righty. Very good. Thanks very much for your info. Keep up
you
the
bet,
great
Jeff.
Work.
Have a great day. Thank you. Area code 614-857. 614-857. You're live on Blog Talk.
Hi there. It's Crystal Berman from Columbus, Ohio.
Hi, Crystal.
Hi, I'm chiming in actually to help answer the questions on the promotion.
Excellent.
So I'm currently logged into the back office, and I'm under the frequently asked questions. And so the promotion dates are running from Monday, May 11th through the end of the month. So Sunday,
yes,
May 31st is the last day of this $144
yes.
promotion. It yes. does say on there, does the $144 include the $200 Academy credit? And the answer is no. Online Academy attendance only for this promotional deal. I was also on my team meeting call this past Monday, and they did mention that they're looking at possibly for those who never got the opportunity to attend a live academy to give them a discounted Academy ticket for a live Academy in the future, but that's still of talk. The convention, they mentioned that they've currently, even though there's tickets available, they're currently not putting them to be able to sell because they're not 100% what's going to happen. So
right.
rather than having to add more reimbursements is what they had mentioned in that. And I'm trying to think if I've answered all the questions.
Crystal, that's awesome.
But that's what I know.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're
welcome. One of our distributors to jump on the frequently asked questions page and get the answer for me and Lisa. We probably should have done this morning ourselves, so we appreciate that. Thanks. And
yeah,
you know,
I figured,
after thinking
hey,
about
let's get
it,
the answer.
That's great. We appreciate it.
Right. Get the answer live rather than wait a couple of days or till next week.
Yeah.
So that's
thanks, Crystal.
That's directly from the back office. You're welcome.
Awesome. Thank you. And it makes sense, too, if I thought about it a little bit more. The online academy, of course, has so much less expense involved with it because you're not feeding people and you don't have the room cost. And so it makes sense that the $144 is only for online academies. Area code 978-971-978-971. You're live on Blog Talk.
Okay. Good morning. Lisa and David, it's Vanessa, trying not to burn potato pancakes, and
hi,
in the middle of yoga. How are you? I'm calling from Florida
great,
today.
Thanks.
I just wanted to throw something out there, and somebody may have mentioned it on another call another day, but has anybody thought of maybe all of us Beamer distributors writing a dear old letter to our president about our FDA situation? And I know that people have brought it to his attention through upper levels of our company and through, I think, Albert. But would it hurt for us to maybe stand up for our wonderful company and reach out? I think I'm going to do it. I just thought I'd throw it out there to see if people might want to do the same thing or even reach out to their local legislators and say, hey, this is a great product. We need it. People need it. And let's help us move it along with the FDA.
Oh, I think it's a great idea. I've already done that myself with my local, or not my local, but my state representatives here in Idaho. Yeah, we just need to make sure we are very diplomatic and very kind to our partners, the FDA. They have a lot of power, and we want to make sure we stay on their good side. And, you know, they do have the best interest of everybody, I believe, in their heart. They're just not nimble, and they are a little bit distracted. But, no, I think it's a great idea, Vanessa, to do that. So people can choose to do that on their own if they wish to.
Yeah, thanks. Just want to throw it out there and rally the troops a bit.
Yeah.
Thank you. Have a beautiful
great
day.
Idea.
Love
thanks.
Watch Talk. It is such a great motivator and anchor during these times. It's just always nice to have the Blog Talk call to inspire us and just keep us focused and keep us grounded and grateful, basically. So thank you for you and all the hosts, what all of you do. It's a blessing.
It's our pleasure, Vanessa. Thanks for calling in. Area code 541-968, 541-968. You're live on Blog Talk.
Hi, this is Sharon from Sio, Oregon.
Hi, Sharon.
And I have two questions. One is about the online academy. Are those going to be live, or are they going to be recorded and you can listen to them at any time?
Hmm.
They are.
That's a good question, Lisa.
No, they're going to be live. They'll be roughly, I think about 5 to 6 hours each day, and there will be an online test at the end. So it just because it's online doesn't mean that they don't want your 100% full focus like we have when we're in the room in an academy. So it will be live, interactive, and a test at the end.
Will there be a limit to how many people can go for an academy?
Yes. There will be.
David?
I don't know what that limit is, but I do know there's going to be a limitation to the number of people that can attend because they want to make it effective and they want to be able to answer questions and manage it and make sure it's effective for all those that attend. So I don't know what the limitation is, but I do know that there is going to be a limitation.
Okay. Another question, same topic. A couple of the people that I'm thinking would like to sign up, they keep Sabbath, and so they're not able to attend on Saturday. And we've had some that go Sunday, Monday. Do you think one of those will be provided, a Sunday, Monday academy?
I think, Sharon, we will definitely promote that because we got to accommodate those people. And, I'll send a message out today to make sure that they consider that and make it an option.
Yeah, because that would be because a really huge thing because if they don't, then I wouldn't want to sign these people up. Knowing they couldn't participate. Yeah. And
understood.
Another little comment about the oximeter. I used it on my mother who was 92, and she had pretty good oxygen levels, and I did not notice any change in the oximeter with her or even myself because we were both up there at 98, 99. And so I'm just wondering is you mentioned that, and are there other people that have noticed that their oximeter readings have gone up with the Beamer, after
Absolutely.
The Beamer, or after
Lisa,
using the Beamer?
Lisa, go ahead.
Yes. So if you're already at 98 or 99, it only goes to 100%, so it's not gonna reflect that. But Beamer is still doing exactly what it says that it does. So, and depending on what type of device that you're using, where you got it from, like I would be more skeptical about that reading than
okay.
I would about what Beamer is doing.
Yeah. Okay.
There are some
Thank
really
you.
Cheap. Oximeters out there that are not that accurate that you can get for well less than $40, and they're just not that accurate. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
Area code 231-730. 231-730. You're live on Blog Talk.
Hi, this is Susan from Michigan.
Hi, Susan.
Hi, folks. Sorry, I had myself on mute earlier is when I called in. If you wouldn't mind, I'm just kind of getting back into the swing of things with Beamer, and I have a young man who is interested for certain in becoming a distributor. So I just need to clarify the way things are set up. At this time, he would have to come in as a trainee. Is that correct?
Yes.
And because we don't have a product for him to purchase.
Correct.
He could become a junior if he'd had a product to purchase. So then if he wants to do it on a payment plan, would you go ahead and start getting that information together and get him started on that? And then of course start getting him information on Beamer and he would get into the back office, and all of that would also come with his sign up.
Yes, Lisa, do you want to add to it?
Yeah, so you would sign him up in the back office as an IBDP. At this point, for this month, he would pay $144.
Right.
Whatever financing option he is looking at for the purchase of a Go Set, once they're available, he could certainly start that process, whether it's SunTrust or, a credit card with 0% interest. you know, he could go ahead and start that process. Just, he's not going to, well, I shouldn't say that. Using bread, because that's kind of an automatic, you get an approval and you go right into a purchase. But if he's using some other form of financing, I would say, yeah, go ahead and get that started so he's got it in place when he can purchase. And again, you want to look at when you're signing up a new distributor at this time that you're getting them a head start as far as learning the back office, going through the e-learning, getting on an online academy, and being ready to go when we're ready to sell product. So I would just look at it from that standpoint.
So would he pay $144 first when he does his sign up?
Yes, he would pay that at the time he is signing up through your web shop, and it would just say, you know, that he wants to sign up as an IBDT, and he would pay $144 at checkout, and then he would get, just like normal, he would get then the access to the back office right away.
Okay.
And he would be able to, you know, start doing the e-learning modules. And then as soon as we have the date for the first online academy, he would be able to sign up for that and get his academy out of the way. And then the second we have product, he'd be able to go into his own web shop or into his back office and say, I want to buy something, and purchase his Go unit. And if he's got his financing all in place, he'd be ready to go.
Okay, very good. Okay, thank you for going through that. I just needed to try to get that understanding so I'm saying the correct thing. I would just like to say one other thing. On a testimonials, one of us mentioned the good result that they got with nitrous oxide. And I just wanted to mention and clarify, it's not nitrous oxide, it's nitric oxide. Nitrous oxide is what we use in anesthesia and helps keep you asleep. And so nitric oxide is what the body produces. So for anybody who might have heard that yesterday, it's not nitrous oxide that Beamer helps them produce.
That's a great clarification. Thank you so much for saying that. I wanted to say something yesterday as well.
Oh, did you? Okay. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Great. Well, I do appreciate your helping me separate in my mind the steps that I need to go through. So thank you very much.
Thanks for calling in. Thanks, Lisa. Great answer. We have a few more minutes left. If anybody has any questions whatsoever, hit number 1 on your phone to rise in the queue. Area code 919-802-919-802. You're live on Blog Talk. Area code 919. I accidentally muted you. Let's start over.
Hi,
919-802.
This is Joan. Can you hear me?
Hi, Joan.
Operator online
error on my part.
That's okay. The online academies are being limited to 60 people or participants so that they have an opportunity to ask questions and to get the test.
Yeah, I knew there was limitation. Great.
And the pulse oximeters, years ago, they said they're not sensitive enough. So it's not really, unless somebody was really, really low, and they would probably need to be in the hospital or on oxygen for that one. So I have never heard that they're very useful in this at all, but I have been told that they don't, that they're not sensitive enough.
Interesting.
So, that's
okay,
all I have
Joan,
to contribute.
Thanks for sharing.
Okay.
Appreciate
bye-bye.
You calling in. Thank you. Area code 717-656. 717-656. You're live on Blog Talk.
Hello, this is Lydia from Pennsylvania. How are you all doing today?
Great, Lydia. Thanks for calling.
Yes, thanks for your call again. If you could contact Lisa or give her my phone number, I would have a few questions to ask her. if she would want
Lisa
to do that.
Yeah, Lisa has access to your phone number. So, Lisa, if you could write that area code 717 down.
Yep, I got
Lydia,
it. I'm writing it down.
Yeah, okay. Thank you so much. All righty. Just keep on, keep on. We
area
love
code 41. Oh, sorry, Lydia, I cut you off. Area code 419302. 419302, you're live on Blog Talk.
Hey, this is Nick Dolan.
Yeah, sounds like 419-302. What's your name?
Nick Delamati, Lima, Ohio.
Hi, Nick.
Can you hear me?
Oh. Go ahead.
Can you hear me? Oh, okay. I'm
yes, Nick, you have
now.
A lot of background noise
trying to get
happening.
Quiet.
Nick, are you with us?
Okay,
right.
Can you hear me better?
We'll come.
Can you hear me?
Yep, Nick, you're live on Blog Talk.
Sorry. I was switching for my Bluetooth headset. Sound like you said you had some background noise and trying to get to a quieter spot. I just wanted to make a comment. I think Lisa earlier had mentioned about, you know, talking to previous customers about getting referrals. And I just want to let you know, on Monday the 4th, on the Blog Talk call, Casey Conrad did an excellent, like a little role play with one of the callers of how to ask for a referral. So Monday the 4th, May the 4th be with you on the Blog Talk call. If you go back on the website, I've listened to it twice, but yeah, I'm going to listen to it several times because she did a really great job about asking for referrals. So
that's great, Nick. Thanks for
just
sharing.
Just wanted to throw
that
out there
to
help people. I think that's always real helpful.
That's great. So go to blogtalkradio.com/BeamerIBDS. That's blogtalkradio.com/BeamerIBDS. And you can find these recorded calls and refer to May 4th. Thanks for calling in, Nick. We have time for one more caller, 561-644-561-644. You're live on Blog Talk.
Good afternoon. This is a really wonderful call. I'm super, super glad to be on it. And I'm Tara.
Who are we speaking with?
Sarasota.
Tara.
T-A.
Yeah.
In Sarasota.
Thanks for calling in. Yes, we can.
Yeah, thank you. My question is, do you feel that there's any differential in the speed of response between, say, having more of the coils available on the body at any one given time? I mean,
versus
like
the B pad.
Kind of, yeah. And there could be a lot of different situations. Like if you're on the, right, if you put on the, say, the spot in one spot and then the pad in another spot, does it like enhance the, you know, rate of how your body is going to like provide this healing and the nitric oxide and everything that it does?
Lisa, what's your opinion?
Yeah, so no, the answer is no. because if you're referring to you're laying on the B body and you're also using the pad on an area, likely those are the B body is on an intensity at the same intensity for 8 minutes and is working systemically, where the B pad is on a localized area, should be on a program, and you're at different intensities. It's not going, because you're using two things doesn't mean you're going to have any better results. The results are the results. And also too, keep in mind that every body is different and is going to have slightly different. That's why some people can get on it and have an immediate reaction, and some people get on it and they're like, nothing happened. So, again, it's doing what it's designed to do, and that is to increase the blood flow. But it's not canceling each other out or making it even better. It is what it is.
Thanks, Lisa. Hey, it is now 10:45 Mountain Time, and we're going to wrap Blog Talk up. We appreciate everybody calling in with great questions. Lisa, thanks for co-hosting with me. And everybody, make it a great Wednesday, and we'll talk to you in a week.
Today's show was brought to you by an independent group of Beamer distributors who are committed to helping you find success in your business. We're all part of a bigger mission to bring this amazing technology to a market that so desperately needs it. We'll be back again really soon. Until then, here's to your health.